Jason Pine, Sports Talk host, is with me. Hey, Piney.
Hello, Heather.
I've been asked this question by a bunch of people, not as if I'm some sort of authority on sport, but we've just been discussing whether the Warriors would be disappointed with their draw against Manly, but I don't think they will simply because they came from behind. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. 16-0 down in the first half hour, 22-10 down second half. With 1 minute to go, they were 22-14 down. And yet they've come back to score a try. Then the penalty, controversial in some circles as it may have been, to get back to 22-all. They couldn't, you know, complete the job. Neither could Manly in Golden Point extra time. But I reckon, given the circumstances of the game, I think they'd be happier. I think Manly would probably be a bit annoyed that they couldn't close it out from those leads they had.
I reckon, Piney, that one of the most important things in a squad is the ability to not accept defeat and do exactly what the Warriors did. That's almost more important than just leading the whole way through, don't you think?
Yeah, that's a really good way of looking at it. Yeah, not accepting that, you know, even if it does look hopeless, that you still give it a crack. You still do what you can because you just never know. I mean, as I say, at 22-14 down, going into the final minute of the game, you know, I think you ever say, even if we score here, it's too late. There's no time. But it's funny how things happen sometimes. Yeah. So from no points to 1 point against really the odds, yeah, you're right. I think maybe the ability to stay alive.
I'll tell you what, there was a point about 5 minutes in where I looked at the scoreboard and I thought, okay, 2014, will they be able, they will need to, and I did the quick calculation and I thought, nah, there's no chance, but I'm interested to see what they do from here. And I was blown away by what they did. But here's the thing, okay, so that penalty that Manly got for running into Sean Johnson's leg,
yep.
What do you reckon?
Well, I think by the laws of the game, it's a penalty, and the NRL are cracking down on that sort of thing. To me, when I watched it for the first time, I thought that's very, very accidental and incidental contact, but contact it is, and that is the key. And Josh Alloway has picked up a 2-game ban for it, so clearly you just can't do it. You can't make contact with a kicker for a drop goal, and he knows that. The Warriors got the penalty, and here we are with a point apiece.
Are the Hurricanes now the Super Rugby favourites?
Well, if they're not, I don't know who is. 7 from 7, they've beaten all the other New Zealand sides. They did a really good job of accounting for the Chiefs in Wellington on Saturday night. I look around and say, well, if it's not them, then who is it? A lot of depth, players playing, you know, above the ability we all thought they might have. And TJ Perenara, Heather, is going to be the All Blacks halfback.
Why are you telling me this with such glee in your voice and smacking the table so happily?
I'm not quite sure, actually.
Do you know that I don't like him?
No, I didn't know that. Do you not like TJ Perenara?
No player on the All Blacks squad gets my goat like TJ Perenara gets my goat.
Well, you might have to put up with him in the number 9 jersey when England come in June,
well,
I'm afraid, Heather.
Well, I am going to, aren't I? I'm really disappointed, aren't I? I'm really upset about this. What happened to the ginger? Why didn't he get the job?
Oh, no, he'll probably still be in the squad, Finlay Christie, if that's who you're talking about.
Can he be
about.
The first pick, please?
He could possibly maybe need to lobby Scott Robertson.
Oh, geez. Okay, I'll see if I can get hold of Razor's number. This is urgent. Okay, thank you, Piney. Really appreciate it. Jeez, you knew. Piney, Sports Talk host. He'll be back 7 o'clock here tonight in News Talk ZB. What a bummer, eh? Bad news.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.